Brokers and feedlots look to be set for a Friday showdown. Lighter year-to-year carcass weights continue to moderate beef supplies. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 28th of June. Cattle futures held on to most of the previous session's gains, but closed marginally lower Thursday. Except for $1.57 higher in expiring June, live cattle futures closed an average of 30 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 48 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were weak to lower on light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 67 cents lower Thursday afternoon at $219.03 a hundredweight. Select was $1.66 lower at $196.90. Grains mainly tread water Thursday, ahead of Friday's much anticipated stocks and acreage reports from USDA. Corn futures closed 2 to 3 cents lower through July of 20 and then mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 6 cents lower through August of 20 and then unchanged to fractionally higher. Calves and feeder cattle continued to trade mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers sold steady to $2 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 5,775 head. The exception was $3 to $5 higher for steers weighing more than 900 pounds. Feeder heifers there sold $1 to $4 higher. Steer calves sold steady, but there is no test for heifer calves. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $2 higher. There are 2,985 head on hand. Steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds sold unevenly steady at Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska. That was compared to 2 weeks earlier. Heifers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower. The offering was 2,300 head. Finally, feeder steers sold mostly steady to $3 lower at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there were 1,869 head. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed again Thursday as investors await clues from the meeting scheduled between President Trump and China's leader at the G20 summit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 10 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 11 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 57 points. Carcass weights continue pointing to market curtness, according to USDA's most recent actual slaughter under federal inspection report. Dressed steer weights of 849 pounds for the week ending June 15th were 7 pounds lighter than a year earlier. Dressed heifer weights were 4 pounds lighter at 787 pounds. There were 19,994 head more fed slaughter for the week compared to a year earlier, and 21,005 head more total slaughter. Beef production for the week of 531.1 million pounds was 13.3 million pounds more than the same week a year earlier. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 28th of June. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.